The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Social Democrats have said that they are going to be releasing a plan, which is a comprehensive attempt to breathe life into Dublin city centre. This, of course, part of their election campaign. The Business Post has them on 6% support, which is nearly double the support of Labour. Despite that, an awful lot of the analysis is suggesting that Labour would be the favoured coalition partner in an upcoming election. This, according to John Lee, because Micheál Martin was very sceptical about, and I'm paraphrasing slightly, but political naivete on the part of the Social Democrats in respect of the Canada trade deal. The Social Democrats leader, Holly Cairns, is with us. Holly, are you aggrieved to see that Micheál Martin doesn't think the Social Democrats would be the ideal coalition partner?
I'm surprised that he's making judgments like that. Can you repeat what you said he thought we're naive about?
The Canada trade deal, according to John Lee.
Interesting. It seems like Micheál is becoming quite complacent. He seems to think that they have it sewn up. I saw headlines this morning about him wanting to go first as Taoiseach and all of these different things. The way we're looking at this at the moment is this is in the people's hands. It's not a done deal who the next government are. And this is our opportunity to make our pitch. And the Social Democrats are out looking for the biggest possible mandate. And we will drive a really hard bargain in those programme for government talks. And I think that's probably what the Taoiseach is recognising. But that's something that we're extremely proud of and we will stick by. I think something that has been kind of sparse or scarce in Irish politics for some time now is trust. It's the most important commodity in politics. And what we want to do is go to the people over the next few weeks with a very clear position. We don't want to overpromise and underdeliver, promise the sun, moon and stars and try to be everything to everybody. We want to be more straight talking than that.
Do you believe other parties are doing that?
I think there's, you see it all the time, Anton, when elections called these kind of big promises, even like we've seen Fine Gael promising VAT cut in the hospitality sector, a public model of childcare, things they've had, 14 years to do. But suddenly, apparently, when the election's called, they're going to do it immediately after the election. So it's this kind of, for example, promising, massive tax cuts and proper large investment in public services. I think they underestimate the electorate. You can't do both of those things successfully. And the Social Democrats are clear. We would prioritise what's important, invest in public services and things like disability services, in affordable housing, in healthcare and climate action. And I think people would actually appreciate a bit more of that straight talking rather than making promises that feel empty, that are eventually broken. I think people are sick of that. I certainly am.
Well, going back to what you said then about the being a challenging negotiator as both party and individual when it might come to the formation of a government after the election, what for you are those realistic red lines in such a negotiation?
So our real priorities and what will be deal breakers for us in programme for government talks is, for one, Anton, we think we need a senior ministry for disability, because I think, and this is across the board, actually, there is such a disconnect between the kind of success of the country and how many people have been left behind. So we have, nearly full employment, 500,000 adults living in their childhood bedrooms, record budget surpluses, somehow threadbare disability services and a housing crisis, thousands of children living in homelessness. And take one of those, so disability. Why in a country as wealthy as Ireland our service is so threadbare, to the point where it's no exaggeration to say it's ruining people's lives. People can't exercise their rights. Children can't access school places. And when you kind of really drill it down, what's missing? It's the political will. So we think we need a minister for disability at the cabinet table. That will be a deal breaker for the Social Democrats. On housing, we know we need a steady supply of affordable purchase homes. At the heart of this housing crisis is an affordability crisis. So we're clear we need 50,000 of those, and that the only way they can be delivered, or the way that they should be delivered, is through the not-for-profit agencies and the local authorities delivering this land, these houses on affordable zoned land. And okay, to do that, the LDA would have to have the powers to CPO it, because I think we do need to get into specifics on these things now, because every party will be saying this many thousand homes, but how many affordable purchase homes and how will you deliver it?
Now, can I go back to the issue of what you say about in terms of realistic promises and the sort of the giveaway suggestions that we're seeing from other parties? I suspect that they might point at your announcement or your planned announcement for the plan for Dublin City Centre and say, 200 million flung at the capital city, plus a reduction of the VAT rate specifically for the capital city to 9%. That feels a lot like a giveaway.
The VAT rate, sorry, is not specific to Dublin City. And what the Social Democrats have done in terms of our proposal for this sector that is really struggling is that what we always criticise from the government, I think rightly so, is that measures are not targeted towards where support is needed. So, for example, they've spent 100 million on giving energy credits to holiday homes. We view that as a waste of money, a squandered opportunity to do something else more productive. So that's why we thought it would make sense to separate the food and beverages from accommodation, because you can't compare, for example, Anton, a hotel in Dublin to a kind of one-woman cafe in West Cork. So that's where we see the targeted support is needed to keep these businesses open, because they're crucial in providing employment. All of these businesses are doing everything they can to always improve their employees' rights, their sick pay, all of these things. And that has to happen with rising energy costs, with rent, with rates, with all of these things. They need that support, but it's targeted to where it's needed. And that is the difference in approach that the Social Democrats would take.
We are now day two and a bit-ish kind of into the campaign. What's the sense of the mood that you're getting in terms of the issues? What's the feedback that you're getting on the doorsteps?
Some of the feedback we're getting on the doorsteps is this feeling, it's almost like despondent, like, oh, what's the point? It feels like we might have Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael again. And what I would say to people is this election is a choice. We're so lucky that we're in charge of how our country is run by virtue of who we elect to run it. It is not a done deal. I think if we learn anything from the last election, it's actually that the tide can turn in the space of a 3-week campaign. And the Irish electorate, I think, often surprise us in that way. And so I think people are looking for a positive and progressive change.
And are they talking housing? Are they talking law and order? Is immigration significant?
Housing, cost of living. And I think what people actually do really want is a new approach. One that, like, when you think of it, the wasted opportunity represented by these record budget surpluses this government has had. What have they done with them? Tried to buy the election, one-off payments, splashing cash around indiscriminately to see what sticks. And I think that is what people feel happens with everything this government tries to do. They throw loads of money at it and don't invest where it's needed to genuinely make a difference. Like, what brings down your cost of living more? A one-off payment that evaporates fast, or a proper, genuinely free, equally accessible healthcare system? I think people want that front-loading, future-proofing investment in what matters, in what's important, because Ireland has so much potential and we could be much more equal society, a nicer society for everybody to live in if those things were prioritised. But it's this kind of, I think it is an underestimation of the electorate, thinking throw a bit of money here and there and, you know, we'll buy people's votes in advance of the election. And I think that that's been miscalculated by this government.
And lastly, Holly Cairns, what your experience so far in canvassing in your own constituency and your predictions for it? Because the Daily Mail has a piece today entitled Constituencies to Watch, 10 Groups of Death That Could Decide It. And prime amongst them is Cork Southwest, which is your constituency, saying two party leaders, Michael Collins, Independent Ireland, and Holly Cairns, Social Democrats, in the mix. This constituency is set to be a battle royale.
It is. And I mean, when I think back, and I actually think when the election was finally officially called the other day, I almost felt emotional thinking about it, because when I first ran in Cork Southwest, when I first said I was going to run, people laughed at me. I was told I didn't have a hope. I wasn't mentioned in the predictions, all of those things. But the people of Cork Southwest gave me a chance. And I think for the Social Democrats and for me in Cork Southwest, this election is an opportunity for us to turn our policies and our principles into a reality for our communities. We want to go into government with our clear deal breakers and try and get those policies into practice to make them real for our communities. And that's what I want to do. I would never take my seat for granted in Cork Southwest. It's the people's seat, not mine. I remember being talked about before, Fine Gael used to talk about it as their seat. It's not. It's the people of Cork Southwest. And all I can do is ask them to please give me that support again, that I really want to keep going, and I hope that I've represented them well.
Holly Cairns, thank you very much. That is Holly Cairns, who is leader of the Social Democrats and, of course, TD for Cork South West.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.